a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes! Yes! The teams you live for. The sports you love. With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
Welcome back. It is 97.5 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. Utah Jazz tonight facing off against the Houston Rockets, and that means you're going to have your Jazz pregame on the Jazz Radio Network. Coach Tim Lacombe, Jake Scott, going to be bringing that for you here at the top of the hour. So stick around for that. Lots to talk about. We've been talking a lot about the Jazz this hour or this show. I want to jump into something here at our cut here. Oh, we got to give away some tickets though first. I teased this and we got to do it. Otherwise, I'll forget about it. Be caller number 12 right now because it's a win ticket Wednesday. Fire it up. Let's play some music. Let's get this thing going here.
This is your chance to win tickets.
Win.
It's a win ticket Wednesday. Wednesday. Caller number 12 right now at 855-340-ZONE. And you'll win tickets right here on 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
Caller number 12 right now. Win a 4-pack of tickets to the Utah Jazz. Or the Utah Jazz. Whoop, settle down. Don't dial because of that yet. The Utah Grizzlies versus the Allen Americans. Coming up, I guess this is this Friday, yeah, January 21st. Give us a call now, 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. 855-340-9663. 4-pack of tickets to the Utah Grizzlies and the Allen Americans at the Maverick Center this Friday. 855-340-ZONE. Caller number 12 right now on a win ticket Wednesday on the Zone Sports Network. In the meantime, Scott, let's play this iconic sound, of course. Something the it was the non-fumble heard around the world. Take a listen.
Lost the football. It's on the ground, covered by the Raiders.
Quarterback's arm was going forward. It is an incomplete pass.
Do what? The tuck rule. Now, Scott, you were. I mean, this was right around the end of your career. The tuck rule. When you watched this play, though, when you watched Tom Brady. And that arm not really going forward. The ball was coming out. The ball was out. And the tuck rule and the whole situation came from that. What was your thinking there of, were you doing the thing that you usually do, which is defend the quarterback at all costs?
Well, it was certainly a bizarre play, and it's just a real unusual because you can always kind of tell, okay, if the arm is moving forward and then he's hit, then it's an incomplete pass. And what had happened is it looked like Tom Brady had completed the entire motion of throwing and then brought the ball back, and then it came out. And by definition, some obscure way
right.
to screw over the Raiders, Lloyd.
So you're in the Lloyd camp on that. Yeah. That's good.
Well, no, I don't think
better.
The tuck rule was intended to kind of mess with the Raiders. I think it's a rule. And I think that their interpretation of how the rule was probably correct, but it just looked like a fumble, you know. So it's like clearly you can see the guy's arm going forward, and then he hold the guy, Tom Brady, the guy, and he pulls it back, and I just find that whole scenario fascinating because that in and of itself right there was the beginning of Tom Brady. I don't know that Tom Brady. Like that was a moment. That was one of those iconic moments in the NFL. I mean, we're talking about it 20 years later, and it's really you know, it's just like the immaculate reception for the Steelers. That started who Tom Brady was. I don't know that he becomes who he is if he doesn't have that moment.
If the Raiders end up going on, yeah, going to the Super Bowl.
They recovered the ball.
Right.
The Raiders did. And they would have won that game. And Adam Vinatieri kicking that kick in the snow like
insane,
that.
Also insane.
Was just beyond. Well, I mean, and it was massively clutch.
I just remember, I felt bad for like Charles Woodson, you know, like because I just felt like that was one of those guys that he was. I mean, that Raiders team was good. And
it's really good.
No one gave him, in my mind, I didn't give him a shot in the snow. You know, I was just like, oh, this is a California team. They're coming out. They're going to play in the snow. This is New England's game.
And they weren't in California. They were an Oakland team. That's different than California.
Oh, yeah. It's a snowy part of California.
Well, it's a rough part of California.
I'm just telling you.
It's a damp place. Like,
to see the Raiders in
place.
Snow, to see the Raiders in snow, it's always like a little bit of, it's jarring, right?
It's odd.
You're ready to see
like
the
Miami
Patriots.
Dolphins in snow.
Yes. Yes. So 20 years on now, today's the 20th anniversary, and you know, they threw it out there on Twitter about how jealous everybody is and the hatred of Tom Brady that has come from it. You can't be what many people consider the GOAT without a massive train of haters as well. And I've done my fair share of rolling my eyes about Tom Brady and the successes that he's had. At some point, you just have to sit back and go, this is amazing. But I want to ask you this, Scott. Compared to Michael Jordan, now we're in the and again, Tom Brady – Michael Jordan's different because he was the bar none. There was nobody who was athletic as Michael Jordan.
He looked different than Larry Bird. He looked different than Magic Johnson.
Right.
He looked different than anybody.
Tom Brady's
in the
NBA. Enigma because you go.
Well, no, Tom Brady's the same way. Tom Brady looked different than anybody,
but in a different.
He looked unathletic. I mean, here this is
more impressive then. Yeah,
it's so hard for people to fathom Tom Brady because he wasn't highly drafted. He kind of came in under suspect circumstances, and you just always felt like at some point he's going to crumble to the pressure of this. He's not going to be able to make the plays to consistently be a guy in the NFL, and that's where people just have forgotten or don't appreciate what he's done. When you have an opportunity, whatever that opportunity is, you just got to make it. You got to make it happen. And he did. And he did it, and he continues to do it even today. And he's not beyond human, right?
Is he as iconic as Michael Jordan? Will he be as iconic as Michael Jordan is for the sport of basketball?
No. Oh, shoot.
I'm saying – think about where
here's the thing about Michael Jordan.
Similar trajectories in terms of like how many championships they've won and things like that. No, Tom Brady's been to the show even more.
And football is more popular than basketball.
And it's harder to win that many championships in football, I think, too.
It's brutally hard to do that. But Michael Jordan has a persona that, you know, I want to be like Mike. You know, that's how he was promoted. And you felt like if you put – it's really the shoes. And you felt like if
The Brady brand just launched?
Yeah,
come on, man.
But the Brady brand is – the problem is anybody could wear Jordan shoes. Like you – and you look cool in them.
I tried to convince my mom of that. We should get some Jordans, Mom. She's all, these pro wings fit you better.
But everyone could do that. And I think it was – I think it's kind of the way that they've been promoted. And Tom Brady, it's like, well, you just can't do what Tom Brady does. Like, and you know, Tom Brady married a world famous model, and the everyman does not have that opportunity. And I'm not knocking Tom Brady or any, but people, the normal person, the everyday person, can't relate to that, but they can relate to putting on a pair of shoes and feeling like I can be like Mike. I mean, if you want
to
talk about the comparison.
They can't relate to the part where he, like his skill, you know, they can't relate to any of that.
No,
But see, that's where Tom Brady has a little bit more of that everyman part where you go, he seems to have willed himself further than what his physical capabilities
even
kind
the
of.
Even the TB12 method. Like, in order to be like me, you got to be weird. Like you got to go against the grain. You got to go against the norm.
Oh, no grains. Can't have any grains.
Exactly. Right. You, and so most people they want to have a donut and they want to have pizza, and you know, they want to just be an average person, and they feel like more of that they can do. They can have a piece of what Michael Jordan is, and it's real. And because Air Jordans are just cool. They just and we're
obsessed with these shoes, man.
I've actually seen the prototype every single Air Jordan, and you know what? It is cool. It's amazing. Like I love Air Jordans.
You don't like Michael Jordan.
You're
not endorsed by Nike anymore, Scott.
No, that ended years ago.
You need to quit it, man.
So whatever they figured out with all of that was a great thing. Tom Brady has just been unapproachable. That's why, and he's been so good, and you feel like Tom Brady really has lived a silver spoon life. Like you really feel like he's never struggled. And I know that's not the case, and I know it's brutally hard, and I know he's pushed himself beyond anything, but the guy just
So who is the GOAT between those two then? Because if the athletic ability that Michael Jordan has had,
who's better?
I mean, obviously it's apples and oranges, but I'm saying like what's a more remarkable story?
Tom Brady.
It's got to be Michael Jordan.
No.
Tom Brady, you can have the Brady brand, but the thing that Michael Jordan has done is that he has solidified himself as the number one for that sport of basketball. And I think that the dance solidified it too. And it kind of reawoke inside people that idea that this guy, he really is the best.
Nobody's going to come along anytime soon and win six Super Bowls.
Yeah, Tom Brady's never going to be worth $2.5 billion.
Eh.
You can't count Giselle. The Brady brand is not going to take off like the market needed the Jordan.
You're still talking
Jordan
about
brand.
Michael Jordan today.
Yes.
You're still talking about him.
We'll talk about Tom Brady every time football season, every time the postseason rolls around, but you know what we're not going to do? We're not going
forever
to laud him as much as Michael Jordan, because Michael Jordan was the pinnacle of the athlete. He was that amazing athlete. He was the champion. He was the meanest.
He was the fiery competitor. People didn't go, well, you know, Phil Jackson. You know, it was the Phil Jackson way. It's like, well, you probably could have plugged Michael Jordan in with any, and Brady is tied to Belichick. You know, if he didn't have Belichick, I mean, Belichick's just a great coach. He's a great, you know, Michael Jordan kind of stood on his own. Now we know that's not true with anyone. You just ask Scottie Pippen, right? But Jordan kind of willed championships by his just sure competitive, you know, unmatched just fire. And Tom Brady was the beneficiary of an amazing coach and an incredible, you know, setup with the whole organization and that he benefited from it.
I'm trying to think of the Mount Rushmore of all time greatest athletes in the United States, and you think
Secretariat's number one.
I can't. You're going to put a horse up there?
Yes.
But you can't put a horse up there.
I love that movie, and I love that horse. And so, I'll put that horse up against any athlete ever at any point. The horse had the rare ability to run for distance and speed.
Okay.
And most
Thanks
horses
for
don't.
Explaining it
most
to me.
Horses it had. They said it had the biggest heart of any horse like ever.
Didn't they bury the heart somewhere?
And the heart, but it had heart. You know,
okay.
It wasn't just literal. It was like
okay. So horses not included.
I could watch.
Horses
I could
and,
watch
and
Secretary
not included.
Well, a race car, no.
Okay, so greatest all right. athletes of all time in
it's
the
human.
United States.
Human athletes
human
of all time.
Human athlete of all time in the United States. I think the one that always gets put up there and probably should is Muhammad Ali, right?
Babe Ruth.
Okay.
Jim Thorpe.
Okay.
Michael Jordan.
Where's Tom? But Tom Brady, not on there?
It just doesn't
because
feel
you don't,
right.
You don't,
it just, it's just hard.
It's too
just,
early. Will
just,
he end up
it's,
there?
It's too early. That was my.
If he wins a Super Bowl,
all
this
I
year,
know is all I heard about and all I felt and all I believed. Joe Montana was Joe Cool. He was the guy. Like
there
like
was a part where I was growing up.
He just set the standard.
And he was
just
a kid.
Like, whoa,
when I was a
that's
kid,
excellence right there.
Joe Montana. I thought to myself, this is the greatest accomplishment I've ever seen. We've never seen a quarterback like this ever.
Yeah.
Right? And then, you know, you have – at the same time, you had Steve Young who came around, and he did exceptionally well. You had Troutman in that same era just after that, right? I mean, or right around that
time. Well, there were a lot of guys.
Too.
I mean, there was Marino in that era and John Elway.
Right.
But John Elway, his career going to six Super Bowls, I mean, only winning two, but going to six in his career.
Insane. Jim Kelly went to four of them, but lost every one of them. But no one ever goes, yeah, he actually wasn't that good of a
quarterback. And you would look at those guys, you'd look at John Elway and you go, talent wise, he's better than Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Jim Kelly, you go, he's better than Tom, talent wise. Athleticism, I mean, it's Elway's athleticism was off the charts.
All right. Here's what we're going to do.
You can, if they're you can talking tweet, about Tom Brady 20 years after he's retired, then he becomes the greatest of all time. Well, then that, you put him up on Mount
Rushmore. But they already have him as a GOAT. Tom Brady even, when somebody asked, is he the greatest of all time? Or when he was asked about, when people put out there, man, Tom Brady, people don't like Tom Brady. I don't know what it's about. And Tom Brady actually tweeted at that person and said, great question. Why do so many people hate Tom Brady? That's what he tweeted.
I know.
Why do so many people hate Tom Brady?
Here's the thing. If I'm being completely candid, I hated Tom Brady. I thought overrated. He'll eventually fall. And then when he started winning like Super Bowl number 3 and 4, I was just like, dude, this is amazing what he's doing. Like, it's just unheard of.
All right, let's
and
take
playing
the break.
Into his late 40s? Come on.
Well, he's still in his early 40s. 43.
Well, it feels
that's not
like late.
I don't think he'll make it to his late 40s. I mean, playing. Let's hope he makes it to his late 40s. We'll come back. We've got more to talk about here on the program. When we return, did we give those tickets away, Jer? Yeah, okay, all right. 4 tickets to the Grizzlies game this Friday. Got ourselves a winner. When we come back, we've got our NFL roundup. Got more to chat about when it comes to some of these teams in the NFL playoffs, the divisional rounds, also moves that are being made in the offseason as well. 2-minute drills also coming up, and at the top of the hour, you get yourselves some Jazz pregame on the Jazz Radio Network. Tim Lacombe, Jake Scott going to join you. Stay right here with us. More to go. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.